RNZ Pacific News, Atamarie, ko Susana Leiatawa tēnei. No further reports of tremors today on the American Samoan island of Ofu in the Manu'a group after some residents evacuated their homes following strong shaking yesterday. There were reports of shaking from residents on the islands of Tau and Ofu on Tuesday, which started at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, with the last reports of shaking at 11 o'clock Tuesday night local time. Residents say the shaking was coming from the Vailulu'u underwater volcano located between Tau and Ross Atoll. Director of American Samoa's Homeland Security, Samana Ve'avea, says his staff in Manu'a are on standby on Ofu and Tau in the event something happens. Ongoing volcanic activity has been recorded from a remote-controlled unmanned vessel near the Hungatonga-Hungaha'apai volcano in Tonga. The vessel, Max Lima, has been assisting New Zealand, American, Japanese and Tongan scientists in mapping the seabed of the area following the Hungatonga-Hungaha'apai eruption in January. On this survey mission, clear signs of continuing volcanic activity have been seen inside the crater. The findings suggest the volcano could still be erupting, but at a low intensity. Air New Zealand is cutting flights from its schedule because of the high numbers of staff who are sick. Kay Albert reports.
The airline's chief executive, Greg Foran, says the impact of COVID and flu was taken into account when the airline began ramping up its operation, but it now has the highest rate of crew sickness it's seen in more than a decade. In order to cope, the airline is reducing its schedule over the next 6 months, with 1.5% fewer seats available. From today, most domestic passengers affected by a flight change will be transferred to another flight on the same day. International customers will also be referred to flights on the same day or a flight on either side of their original booking. Those affected can change their booking online or opt for a credit or refund.
Three members of parliament in Tonga have been unseated after the Supreme Court dismissed their appeals against convictions for bribery at last year's general election. RNZ Pacific's Whenau Whonua reports.
Tongan MPs Tadafu Moyaki, Boasi Day and Sangster Saulala have lost their seats after just 7 months in office. The three have been found guilty of bribing voters in Tonga's 2021 general elections. House Speaker Lord Fatafehi Whakawhanua made the announcement of the Supreme Court's judgment in Parliament. The judgment calls for the immediate termination of their roles. Another MP convicted of bribery, former Prime Minister Pohiva Tuionetoa, is expected to receive a final ruling on his case soon.
Up to 50 people are still missing after their boat sank in the Aegean Sea off the Greek island of Kapathos. A rescue operation is underway to find them. The BBC's Danny Abahard reports.
The survivors, who are said to come from Afghanistan, Iraq and Iran, said that about 80 people were aboard the stricken vessel. Reports suggest that many weren't wearing life jackets. Although the numbers of migrants attempting to cross the Mediterranean to Europe are well down on the peak from 2015, thousands still try to make the perilous journey. According to the International Organization for Migration, more than 60 people have died in the eastern Mediterranean alone this year.
Former US President Donald Trump has declined to answer questions while appearing under oath at the New York Attorney General's office. Letitia James is looking into his business practices. The BBC's Rachel Wright reports.
Just days after the FBI searched his Florida home, Donald Trump turned up at the office of the New York Attorney General to face questions in a totally separate investigation. Letitia James has been looking into whether the Trump Organization misled lenders and tax authorities about the value of property it owns. Earlier this month, Mr. Trump's children, Ivanka and Donald Jr., were forced to give depositions in the civil case. But the former president has refused, citing his Fifth Amendment right not to incriminate himself. He's described the investigation as a witch hunt.
The Ombudsman's office in the Cook Islands is proposing to establish a human rights institute. A two-day session at the Crown Beach Resort is underway to gather public feedback on the proposal for the institute. Ombudsman Nikki Rattles told Cook Islands News the formation of a human rights institute has been in the minds of the government for a long time, and the time has come to put thoughts into action. She says an institute would allow easier access to the complaints authority. Deputy Ombudsman for Samoa, Moalai Vao Pepe Seuli, is visiting Cook Islands this week to offer his advice on the Human Rights Institute establishment. The powerful Iraqi cleric Muqtada al-Sadr has further increased pressure on his political rivals by calling for Parliament to be dissolved by the end of the week. The BBC's Sebastian Usher has more.
Supporters of Muqtada al-Sadr are continuing to hold a sit-in outside Parliament. Last month, they twice stormed the building itself and only withdrew after a command from their leader. Their presence is a show of force aimed at the rival Shia political faction, which overtly acts under the influence of Iran. The Sadrist protest was triggered by the nomination for Prime Minister of a candidate they consider unacceptable. It's been more than 9 months since the last election, and still there's no new government in place. It's the longest period of political paralysis since democratic elections were introduced after the overthrow of Saddam Hussein.
Thailand's foreign ministry says it's received a request from the ousted Sri Lankan president, Gotabaya Rajapaksa, to enter the country. The ministry was responding to reports that Mr. Rajapaksa, who fled to Singapore last month because of mass protests, was seeking shelter in Thailand. The BBC's Lipika Pelham reports.
The Foreign Ministry statement says Mr. Rajapaksa can enter Thailand on a temporary 90-day visa with the aim of onward travel. It clarifies the former president has not asked for political asylum. Sri Lankans have reacted angrily to the news that the deposed president has found shelter in another Southeast Asian country after his visa for Singapore expires this week. Mr. Rajapaksa has not made any public appearance since fleeing the country last month. Sri Lanka's demonstrators accuse him of mishandling the economy, leading to the country's worst financial crisis.
One of three teenage girls involved in the fatal home invasion of a 90-year-old woman north of Wellington in New Zealand faces robbery and theft charges in another case. Grace Virtue died 25 days after the attack nearly 3 years ago. Jimmy Ellingham reports.
The teen who pleaded guilty to Ms. Virtue's manslaughter is now accused of stealing a laptop and an iPhone and four charges of taking groceries from a Levin supermarket. The 18-year-old, whose name is suppressed, served 12 months home detention on the manslaughter charge. She is due to appear in the Levin Youth Court on the latest charges next week. Grace Virtue's daughter-in-law, Jenny Virtue, says she's not surprised and feels sorry for the alleged victims.
Scientists are tracking a new animal-derived virus in eastern China that's infected at least several dozen people. The novel Longye Henipa virus has been found in 35 patients in the Shandong and Henan provinces. Many had symptoms such as fever, fatigue and a cough. They are thought to have contracted the virus from animals, as researchers detected the virus predominantly in shrews. But there is no evidence so far that the virus can transmit among humans. There won't be any televised local news on the public broadcaster in Wallace and Futuna this week because of COVID-19. Too many staff have been affected by the resurgence of the pandemic, which since June has caused almost 1,800 infections. The station will instead continue to carry French news. In Wallace, the outbreak peaked last week and health authorities expect it to climax in Futuna at the end of the month. Six people with COVID-19 are in hospital. Most people have decided against getting vaccinated. Medical research in the United States suggests that despite the dramatic fall in the number of smokers, tobacco consumption remains a leading cause of cancer deaths. The American Cancer Society says that in 2019, more than 120,000 cancer deaths, almost 30% of the total, were caused by smoking. Researchers say the number of cases is disproportionately higher in states with weaker tobacco control policies, mostly in the South and Midwest of the US. To sports news, the Black Caps have lost the toss and been put into bat against the West Indies in the opening game of their three-match T20 series in Kingston. Meanwhile, New Zealand cricket boss David White isn't expecting other established players to join Trent Bolt in asking for a release from their Black Caps contract. Bolt wants to spend more time with his family and playing T20 leagues and spending less time touring and playing test cricket. You're listening to RNZ Pacific. Our news and sport is available online at rnzi.com.